Hello, what's up, my 2AMers? So we're trying to think of a good opening, so we're going to see how that one lands.
We have a really great guest today. His name is Ian. He has a pretty successful food Instagram, and we're going to learn more about him. I've been friends with him for a while, but I'm curious to see what he'll say about his amazing new career as a food Instagrammer. All the cool kids can check out his Instagram after this. We'll drop his handle. Okay, amazing. All right, Ian. So please give your name, your age, and your star sign.
My name is Ian. I am 40 years old. And
I'm shocked by that, really.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. Yes. I preserved myself for a long time by doing a lot of drugs. So
I was
mummified for a long time. So
yeah,
that happened.
You were in any ice chambers or anything?
No, just like on my couch, just like this for like years.
With the AC on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not eating anything.
No.
Yeah.
Just like kind of in like homeostasis, you know,
okay,
like
perfect.
A caterpillar.
Glad you came out of your cocoon.
Yes, I'm good now. And then, the star sign, is that like your zodiac sign?
Yeah, your zodiac sign.
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, so sweet.
When's your birthday?
June 4th.
Oh, I'm the 14th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no way.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's Aunt Dolores' birthday.
You know whose birthday is too?
Who?
It's Donald Trump's birthday.
Oh my God.
Birthday.
I have the same birthday as Angelina Jolie.
Oh, no way.
Oh, really?
So, same.
That's
same
a cool,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I sort of have no opinion on her either, to be honest. But.
I think she's great. I like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
So my hot take is I'm team Angelina Jolie and not Brad.
Interesting.
Because the kids don't talk to Brad. Like, how the kids act tells you everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's bring Angelina on the pod.
I know. I'd love to hear her take. Joey, you're going to have to stop that, buddy.
So, where are you from?
Caleb, we got to stop Joey before we move on.
Joey's being crazy right now.
I like how Kayla just wasn't even fazed by it.
She's so used to it. Joey, chill.
Joey, so what do you do? So, what is your full-time job right now?
My full-time job is that I have, it's social media, so I have like a Instagram and TikTok page where I go to restaurants kind of all over the place, and I make videos about what I do, like
that's
where
awesome.
I go, yeah.
That's so, awesome. I'm interested, how is it growing your TikTok account versus your Instagram account?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I started first on Instagram, so that kind of grew first, and then TikTok was a little later. I find TikTok to be way less predictable, like you know, I'll post something and I'll be like, oh, I feel like this is gonna like do really well, and then it like won't,
yeah,
and stuff that I'm like, well, this is kind of whatever, but let me just put something up, like goes crazy,
yeah,
whereas like Instagram's a little more consistent, so it's a little harder to grow on TikTok, I find.
What usually makes a post do well?
I think it's a little bit of a mystery to me still, but if I feel like if I honestly really love the place, like if it's really good, the place that I go to, and I love the food, there's something about like, I think just the passion or the excitement that I have for it that seems to make the video, maybe the way I produce the videos is better. I don't know. But like when I really like the place, it often does better than when I'm like, you know, kind of like lukewarm on the place.
Yeah. So what are your top three favorite, let's pick a cuisine. We can't say every restaurant in New York City, because there are millions.
I'm a big fan of Thai food, so
top three Thai restaurants.
Okay, so I am not like a huge, like I love Thai food, but I haven't been to a ton of them. My favorite is called Sooth. It's spelled Sooth. So
That one's it's so good.
Yeah, that place is amazing. Yeah, it's like Lower East or like East Village ish, I believe, like between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, maybe.
Gotcha.
Sounds good.
Thai diner is good. It's like just a fun vibe.
Yeah.
I like it. And then there's actually a place on the Upper East called Tep, which is pretty good.
Okay, I haven't
heard
of that one.
Tep, yeah.
So when you go to these places, do you get free food?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Not only that, they pay me sometimes, which is crazy.
Wow.
That's so good.
So I get paid to eat and make stupid videos about it.
That's
which is
amazing.
Pretty
cool. That's literally the dream.
Literally the dream. I remember we went to Omakase together.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
remember
that was so cool.
That
were
was
you
a while
featured
ago.
In the gram?
I was featured. No, I wasn't.
Hands.
My hands were in the gram.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I have famous hands. I'm a hand model now. So there's no better like Italian food than in New York.
Besides Italy.
Right.
I feel like New York invented Italian food.
They invented American
a certain
Italian
style,
food.
Yeah. A lot of good Italian restaurants. I went to what's it called? I think it's called, what is it called? There's a new Italian place. Have you heard of Resdora?
Yes, I've heard of that.
They opened a new restaurant. It's not quite, I want to say Masala. It's not Masala, but it's like starts with an M like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and it was good, but it was so expensive.
Yeah.
And like really little bowls of pasta for like $38. And they were good, but it was just so expensive.
Small, yeah.
It was hard to justify it.
I mean, New York is so expensive.
Yeah.
Are there any, do you have any restaurants you want to recommend that are cheap and good?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of really good places. I mean, I am personally, like, I am happy to go to a place that does just, like, really good, like, sandwiches or,
yeah.
you know, like, street food. It doesn't
yeah.
have to be fancy for me to like it.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a ton of places. I have to, like, kind of think. There's a place up by me, like, up on 104th and Amsterdam called, oh, my gosh, what's it called? It's, like, it's this little roti place where they
Ooh.
Make, like, roti
Patsy
rolls.
Rosie.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that
really
place
good.
Is awesome, and it's super cheap, and it's
yeah.
open until, like, 4 in the morning. So it's one of my go-to places.
So,
even though I can't remember the name of it right now.
But still, I think it's Conti Roll.
Conti Roll,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
So a big tragedy in New York, though, is every time I find, like, a cheap spot that I like, I loved this place called Chick Queen. It was on my
yeah.
corner. And it was, like, a Korean fried chicken place, the best chicken sandwich I'd ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It closed down 2 months ago because they couldn't afford the rent anymore.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's
and
horrible.
That always happens. You
know? I know. It's so bad.
Yeah, there's a wings place on the Upper East that I really liked where mm-hmm. he just couldn't afford to stay in business. So he just
yeah.
closed the other day. And it was really good. But yeah, it's hard to make it out here. It's
it
unfortunate.
It really is.
And that's why all these like chain restaurants are just going to take over, which really
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, just like this guy asked me on a date to Applebee's in Times Square.
No.
Yep, not even kidding.
I kind of
make this shit up.
Where is he
like
from? Where is he from?
He's from here, but he says he doesn't go to a lot of chain restaurants because he grew up eating in New York.
But you gotta at least go to Hard Rock Cafe or something in Times Square.
Olive Garden,
but not Applebee's.
Olive Garden, unlimited breadsticks.
Because
yeah,
of
that'd be great. Yeah. Okay, so how did you get started? How did you grow this page?
So I don't want to like. It's a little bit of a long-ish story, so I won't...
That's okay, we have time.
Okay, I won't tell the whole thing. But I got sober in 2015. Actually, I have 10 years sober today, which is
no,
crazy.
Oh my God,
yeah.
congrats.
I
That's
just remembered.
Amazing.
Today's April 6th, right? Yeah.
Yeah. How do you just happen to remember that?
Yeah.
No,
like,
I remembered
so
yesterday,
exciting.
But I
yeah.
forgot. I didn't think of it today. Until
yeah.
right now.
That's honestly amazing. Congrats.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Thanks.
I feel bad that you're spending... your celebration.
This is the best way to spend it.
Yeah.
So I got sober in 2015 and started from the bottom, you know, kind of rebuilding things. And I guess the best way to explain it is like my first couple years sober, I was just kind of trying to stay out of trouble and keep
mm-hmm.
busy. I was
mm-hmm.
working, you know, a couple of like kind of, you know, whatever, a couple of jobs. And on the side, I decided to, like, I was like, you know, I'm going to, like, save my money every week and go try a new restaurant or, like, get a burger or whatever. Like, just something. I'm going to try a new thing every weekend, you know, and I'd save my money every week and I'd go and try something. And I decided, I was like, you know, oh, I'll post it on my Instagram so I can kind of remember where I went. Because at the
mm-hmm.
time, my brain wasn't working very well.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I was like, it'll be... you know, if you were ever to ask me, hey, where's a good place to get this or whatever, I could like look through and tell you. And
yeah.
I just thought it'd be a fun little hobby.
Yeah.
And that's how I started it. I was posting it on like, I guess my personal Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was on the train and I'm like, you know, I'll just make a food Instagram page like specifically
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
No one will follow me. Like I'll get my sister and my mom, to, you know, to follow me,
yeah.
maybe a couple friends. But it'll be a fun little hobby.
Yeah.
And I'm on the train and I'm like, what am I going to call it? And I was like thinking about how I used to like sit around smoking weed with a bunch of my friends.
Yeah.
And like a commercial for, you know, Domino's or something would come on and
oh my
be
God.
Like, oh, man, I would eat that. So I was like, okay, I'll call it I'm going to eat that.
Perfect.
That was taken. So I was like, okay, I'll call it I'm going to eat this. And that's how it started. It was like really kind of stupid. Like, it was not meant to be anything, but that's how it started. And then it grew into what it is.
So just accidentally just took off one day, essentially.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, I got really into it. You know, I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict, so I can be obsessive.
Yeah.
So I kind of got
guilty
a little...
of that.
Very guilty.
Yeah.
So it would become, like, my thing, you know? I'm like, where am I going this weekend, you know? And so I was really consistent with it, and I post a couple times a week, you know?
It is consistency I've seen.
It's consistency.
Yeah,
it going.
It's dedication.
It's the most important thing. I found was just being consistent. So even when I was at work, I'd like run out on my lunch break and maybe go get like a sandwich or a bagel or whatever, right? Like, you know, some place was had a new menu item and I'd run and go get it at lunch and take a picture and post it. And it didn't kind of was slow in the beginning, and then it kind of took off at some point. It took me a while, but it took off eventually. Yeah.
I think it's exciting. Like when you find something you love, you want to put your full effort into
Absolutely.
It, you know, and I think we are obsessive people.
We are.
Like, definitely. Like,
I love, like, the midnight notes I'll get from you. Like, I'll wake up and it's, like, 6 a.m. and I have these messages from Kayla being, like, podcast ideas, like, questions for next guests.
Yeah, I am not a big Instagram person. I feel like sometimes I compare myself to other people on Instagram.
It's hard not to.
It's so hard. And I think, but now I'm just posting all the time. Like, I get really excited if I see like a meme or a video, you know, like, keeping with that like funny dating
vibe
of our podcast.
Yeah. There is something a little bit more freeing also if it's not your own image account, you know, like this is like our branded 2 a.m. club account. So
yeah.
You can kind of like have a little more fun with it.
Yeah.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Well, I think that like what you're saying about like the dedication and the consistency, like I think that it's amazing that you're able to build this platform and you're able to also give restaurants the spotlight they deserve. Is there any other restaurant that you have just went to that you feel like needs a shout out?
Yeah. Well, they don't, I don't know if they need a shout out because they have like a lot of people are going there, but I went to this donut place, this bakery.
I love donuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This place is called Kora, K-O-R-A. They're like a Filipino. So it's a couple that started it in 2020. She is Filipino. He's Ecuadorian. And they make like donuts and other like baked goods that kind of are influenced by both of those, you know, like cuisines and cultures. And like, it is phenomenal. It's in Queens. I tried like 10 things from the menu the other day and every single thing I tried was good. Like donuts and cookies and this like pan suisse, like almost like a croissant kind of a thing. And everything was crazy. So highly recommend that place.
Should we go to Queens?
Yeah, we should.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll go with you.
We'll be right now. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
seriously. What borough has the best food?
Oh my God. Probably Queens, honestly.
Really?
I think they have the most like diverse, you know, like just the most different, like they just have tons of different cuisines from all over the world in Queens. I think Manhattan has kind of like the more like high end, some really good high end restaurants. So like the experience is great and the service is great. And it's fun to kind of go out and treat yourself at those places. And the food can be great too, but they can be on the expensive side.
Yeah.
But Queens has a lot of like pretty inexpensive, really good like places. But Brooklyn has great food too. So and the Bronx also, by the way. The Bronx, tons of
Can't
amazing
sleep
food.
On the Bronx.
No.
What about Staten Island?
Where?
Staten Island.
I don't even know
where
that is.
Where all the firefighters.
I don't want to offend anyone. They're probably really good food in Staten Island too. I don't know. I never go there.
No, I feel like Staten Island is super cute. I used to work there actually during the summer. And I don't know if they have some good Italian food.
I think they do, I think there's some really good pizza and Italian food there.
Yeah.
Like Italian sandwich shops.
There's a lot of Italians.
Italians.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's say somebody comes to New York and they're here for one day. Where should they go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh my gosh. Okay, there's this place down on the Lower East Side called C&B Bakery where they do their own bread. They do, you know, they make their own bread. They make their own pastries and they make these, like, a few different breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh.
Like, on their homemade biscuits and bread, and they're phenomenal. I love that place. CNB Bakery. So I highly recommend that place for breakfast. For lunch, I don't know. It depends on what kind of lunch do you want. You want, like, a sandwich? You want, like...
I think that they've never been to New York before. And they're like, oh, my God, I love New York. Should I stay in Times Square? I would love to visit the Empire State Building.
I feel like you got to get good pizza then for lunch if you if you haven't been in New York before. So I would say my favorite, which is, I don't want to be controversial, but, like, I love Mama's 2 on Bleecker Street.
Why
they
is
have
that controversial?
I don't know. I think feel like anytime you claim
best pizza.
What the best pizza is, everyone's like, you're an idiot. But that's my favorite.
My friend's favorite is Bleecker Street Pizza.
Bleecker Street Pizza? I don't know it.
Yeah, over on Bleecker Street.
On Bleecker.
Yeah.
Mama's 2 is on Bleecker,
know
too.
It.
So, yeah. Or the Industry, which is right around the corner, is really good. And then dinner. Oh, my God. I don't even know. It's endless. The options.
Let's say okay, so they got the pizza. They got the really good breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, what's the one New York staple they need to have for dinner?
Oh, my gosh. What do they need to have for dinner? New York staple. What is a New York staple for dinner?
I feel like a good burger.
Ooh.
Best burger in Manhattan.
Oh, man. I would say my favorite, because I am kind of like, I love anything that's like a little over the top and a little overindulgent. Is the burger from Fort Charles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $50, so it's ridiculous, but it is like, they do like thick cut bacon and an egg on it.
Oh my God.
It's the most like rich, ridiculous burger ever, but it's so good.
It sounds insanely good.
It's
yeah.
insanely good. It's insanely expensive too, but
yeah.
it's delicious. So I would say the burger at Fort Charles or the French dip at Fort Charles, which is really good too.
Ooh.
But let's say burger. So yeah.
So in summary, what would your itinerary look like?
C&B Bakery in the morning, Mama's 2 or La Industrie for lunch, and then Fort Charles for dinner. If you can get in, it's like impossible to get in.
Wow.
Which is annoying, but.
I love New York.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say after that.
Wow.
So, what's like... I don't know if you've checked this out, but do you know the best place in New York to get a mocktail and just hang out?
Ooh.
So, you know what's interesting is, like, I feel like drinking is not as cool as it was in New York anymore. So a lot of places actually have mocktails now.
No, they do.
Yeah.
I saw, like, happy hour, and they included mocktails.
Yeah.
But they were $10.
That's the one thing
crazy.
I don't like. They're, like,
yeah.
still making...
Sometimes they're the same price as cocktails.
No, they are.
I went to Chelsea Living Room the other night, and the mocktails were, like, $17.
That's crazy.
Obviously, yeah. I was like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, I think they were a little cheaper than the cocktails,
oh
but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't go out... to bars that often unless it's like for a friend's birthday or whatever but when I do, I honestly just drink seltzer. I never I don't get, really order mocktails too often.
I usually get a ginger ale if I'm out, but if I really want to spice it up, I'll get a ginger beer with a lime.
<That's crazy.
laughs> Wild.
I know.
I tried
$6.
Ooh, that's actually smart. I tried a Diet Coke with grenadine.
Ooh, Roy Rogers.
Yeah, it was so good.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, Roy
oh,
Rogers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, instead of a Shirley Temple.
Good old Roy.
Oh, Roy Rogers. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that either. I thought I made that up.
No. Well,
apparently,
the diet version might be made up.
Yeah,
usually
Diet
regular
Coke.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you did invent it.
I did invent it.
We should start a mocktail bar.
There is one. It's called Hecate. So if y'all don't drink and you want a mocktail bar, Hecate is actually, it's decent. It had a spicy margarita that honestly kind of scared me.
I love spicy.
It seemed like it was a real.
That was my favorite.
Like,
yeah. A real
jalapeno
drink.
Margaritas. I
those
love
so good. I, when I moved to New York, I made my bio on Instagram. Like, pretty sure it was like spicy margarita lover and.
No way.
Yeah. And espresso martini.
I've never had one of those.
Espresso martini?
Yeah, I quit drinking before the espresso martini.
They were crack. That was crack in a drink.
I also missed, like, the White Claw hype.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think I tried one or two, but they weren't huge yet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joey.
So let's go to dating, because dating is something that we talk about a lot. So So you are in a relationship?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
How did you meet her?
We met in school, actually. So I was in, I do Instagram and social media full time now, but I actually am a physical therapist. So I went to physical therapy school from 2020 to 2023, and we were classmates.
Wow.
So we met like that. Yep.
Oh, so she's still a practicing physical therapist?
Yeah, she's a practicing PT.
Wow.
She's really great, by the way, like an awesome physical therapist.
Cool.
Cool.
Shout her out,
yeah. No, she's the best. If anyone asks me PT questions, I like refer them to her because she knows way more
cute.
Than I know, I feel like.
My ego would be like, I should know everything.
I know. No. I can admit when I'm not as smart as someone else, and she's way smarter than me. But we met in school.
I'm sure she sends people for food recommendations to you.
I can beat her in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
power
that's
strength.
Yeah. So that's how we met. We met in school, and we've been dating for like three years maybe, or more than 3 years, I think. Yeah.
Does she drink?
She does, but like a completely normal person. Like I think maybe I've seen her drink like 3 drinks in a night, and she's pretty like, you know, that's like she's pretty tipsy off of 3 drinks.
Wow.
But like rarely, and but yeah, she can drink like a regular person, which is
I don't understand.
That's I don't quite get it, but she's like totally normal in that way.
You're like, let me study you.
I know. She's like, that's enough. Like, what do you mean?
Like, literally, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't comprehend that.
Same.
Yeah, literally. So, okay, if you were, I know you're saying, do you go on many dates with your girlfriend?
So we do. We go on like date, we'll call it, you know, date night. And that means for us specifically, it's like no filming, no, I'm not allowed to film and like document.
Make content.
No, because that's just for us to like have fun and, actually like be with each other. Because like we often go to places too, but it's like, okay, bring the thing out. We're shooting it. You know, she's looking up stuff. So yes, we do. I mean, we probably would like to go once a week. We probably go more like twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
On date nights, but usually we go to a different restaurant or just try somewhere, like go to some place we want to try.
We're gonna do a little rapid fire here.
Okay.
And it's okay if you don't know the question, you could say pass.
I'll say skip or pass.
I just gotta point out how Joey's trazodone is kicking in.
Joey is the official animal of 2 a.m. club. Sorry,
he felt it going and he just snuggled on up in my lap.
Yeah,
he's got his little neck resting on my arm.
I swear,
Joey's chilling.
I'm sober, but I don't know if my dog is.
Yeah.
He might be on crack.
Or trazodone.
Trazodone. Well, before it was crack, now it's like he has his downer. Okay. So we're going to do a little rapid fire.
Okay.
So it's okay if you don't know the answer.
Sure.
All right. So this is about restaurant recommendations for dates.
Okay.
Okay. First date.
First date.
It's okay if you say something that's completely wrong.
There is no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer.
Sip and guzzle. Sip and guzzle. First date.
Where is it?
Oh boy. It's West Village. They have 2 floors. One is called Sip and one is called Guzzle.
Whoa.
Really good drinks. Really interesting, kind of weird Japanese-ish food.
Ooh.
I went and it was all first dates at every table except the table I was at.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so what about first date without drinking?
Like an activity?
Like it could be an activity, or it can also be like a restaurant that has good mocktails.
Best food truck in the city?
Yeah.
Best food truck in the city? I don't know if it's not really first date, but my friend has a food truck that he only makes chopped cheeses, like different chopped cheese sandwiches.
Cool.
It's called Bodega Truck. And I don't know if it's necessarily first date. I would like a first date like that. I don't know if that would be everyone.
Cheese steak?
No, chopped cheeses.
Okay, I don't know if that'd be a good first date. That would be really...
You don't know chopped cheeses? You know chopped cheeses.
I know chopped cheeses, okay. But I don't think it's like going to be particularly good for the stomach.
That's true.
No, probably
lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant.
I have like an iron stomach, so I don't think that kind of stuff.
But okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Maybe not.
Right.
But yeah, so that and like eating it in Central Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Maybe.
I would like it, but maybe that's not everyone's cup of tea.
Sometimes I feel self-conscious and like I don't eat on the date and I'll have like a couple bites. So maybe that's like I'm going to have a demure couple bites.
You're like, okay.
Well,
okay.
I have like a list of foods to not eat on first dates because
I
can be a messy eater.
Oh, no, really?
So,
what
know,
is
like,
that?
Sushi. I don't eat sushi
what?
On first date.
Like,
really?
Yeah, well, it's like hard to fit it all in your mouth and then
you
got to take
like,
a bite of it and it falls apart and then it's a whole thing.
But
spaghetti
whole
is another one because I get, like, you know, you
so twirl
it.
So, what's like
it,
a dainty first date? Like, something you can cut up and just like kind of like take bites, small bites of.
So you need
like
small bites.
Salad.
You need a pasta.
Chicken parm.
Oh god, that's horrible. Okay, all right.
Chicken tenders, the kids menu.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I love ordering from the kids menu.
Me too.
I
hate it when
fingers.
They call you out on it.
I feel like that passes 13.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a good
I remember one time at the airport, they were like, you can keep your shoes on because they thought I was 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that, like last month?
Yeah. No, it was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, so cheap date.
Cheap date?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I got a good answer. Ray's Candy Bar. You ever heard of Ray's Candy Bar? Ray's Candy Bar is on 7th Street and A. It's open 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. It's run by this like 90-year-old guy named Ray.
Oh, Ray.
Who's adorable. And they have like ice cream, like fried Oreos, like, you know, like sweets and all that kind of stuff.
That's a good date.
And it's super cheap. And there's also just like a lot of stuff around there too, to get into if you want to like stop there and then go have a drink or, you know, go. There's like a bunch of places to go out like dancing right
I love
around
that.
There.
That's
yeah, smart. Ray's Candy Bar. Highly recommend it.
Okay. So I've been watching Sex in the City.
Yeah.
And there was one episode where Carrie gets taken to this Chinese restaurant. And then she realized that Mr. Big is taking her to this restaurant because he doesn't want to be seen with her.
Oh.
And like everybody like was on dates with women that they didn't want to be seen with.
Oh, no.
So date with a person you don't want to be seen with.
You want to hide.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of
messed
up. But good to know. Good to know.
So like now I'm thinking, would you want to take him to a place that would be not full of people? Like,
I mean, kind of, yeah. Like not full of people, but also like maybe like, yeah, smaller crowd.
I'd probably go to like, honestly, somewhere around here maybe. Like,
yeah.
Just kind of a quiet, like, Upper West Side. Like, no one's going to be out up here.
That's true.
Take them to the Bronx.
Yeah, to the Bronx. Dykeman Street.
<Yeah.
laughs> To, like, a hookah lounge.
Yeah, hookah lounge.
Staten Island.
Staten Island is a good one.
Staten Island's like a little, like a 50-year-old Italian restaurant where I know nobody.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So, I have a personal question. What is the best restaurant on the Upper West Side? Let's say you want Italian food.
The Upper West for Italian? What is good?
Is there
good Italian up here?
There's literally not that many restaurants that I like up
there. There's honestly a place I've been going to forever. I wouldn't say it's like you'd go out of your way to go here, but it's called Bella Luna on 90th and Columbus.
I've seen that.
It's solid, and I've been going there forever since I was a kid, and the food is great. But would I say go out of your way to go there? No, but everything is good.
Okay, so the next one is second date, but you're ambivalent. So basically, you don't want it to be too expensive, but you don't want to be too cheap to offend the person. And you're not sure if you like this person, but you're like, okay, I'm going on a date with them.
I'd probably go to Arthur and Sons.
That's quick.
Yeah, Arthur and Sons. It's like solid. It's not crazy expensive. It's decent. I would enjoy the food there, so.
Exactly.
You know.
It's about you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
A
date with a vegan.
Oh, my gosh. So my friend... I have a friend named Priyanka who's like kind of a celebrity chef.
Ooh.
And she's like really trying to get me into going to vegan places with her. She's vegetarian. So she would kill me because I don't know a lot of vegan places. I really have no idea where I would go.
I would say Spicy Moon.
Oh, Spicy Moon.
Spicy
I love
Moon
Spicy
is
Moon.
So good.
Spicy Moon is really good.
Yeah.
Didn't come to mind, but I do love Spicy Moon.
Spicy Moon, and then
Are you vegan?
Jack Jack. I like vegan food because I am lactose intolerant. So.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love vegan food.
Got it.
Yeah. It's pretty okay.
Yeah, Spicy Moon is great.
All right, this one's a little spicy. Speaking of spicy food. Third date, but you want to have sex after. So it needs to be like romantic and kind of like cozy and get the mood going.
With good oysters.
Oysters, baby. Not two oysters.
If you could get into Polo Bar, that would be really good, I feel like. So for me, you know, I'm happily in a relationship, but if I was trying to do something like that, I'm taking her to somewhere kind of hard to get into, you know, that like I can kind of finesse getting a reservation to
impress her.
Kind of impress her, but like that, then I need to also like act like it's like not a big deal. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, like I just whatever. And then yeah, somewhere with like with good drinks.
Okay.
You know
get
to
her
like
drunk.
Yeah, for her like two drinks, you know, and I'm good. But yeah, but yeah, somewhere like that, somewhere kind of a little exclusive.
Yeah,
with good food, with good drinks, but yeah. Then I have to pretend that it's not a big deal.
Fourth date, and you want to splurge. So like, what's a really good expensive restaurant in the city?
Oof. You know what? I like this place, Cote, C-O-T-E.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Phenomenal. It's one of my favorites. It's been around for a few years. Korean barbecue. 17th Street between 5th and 6th. Really, really good. Not crazy expensive.
Okay.
So I would highly recommend that place. One of my favorites.
You want to make it exclusive. So where would you take your girl? Your girl.
You know where I kind of locked it down with my girlfriend?
Where did you lock it down?
Was actually at Ray's Candy Bar.
Oh, my God.
That's where. Yep.
That's amazing.
We got some soft serve ice cream. And it didn't happen right in that moment. But, like, that was – we talk about that as, like, that was kind of the moment.
And that's also your cheap date.
That's my cheap date.
Yeah. But you locked it down there, too.
Well, it's wholesome. You got 9-year-old Ray, soft serve ice cream.
You got Ray.
One thing I think she likes about me is my, like, New York-ness because I'm from here. And so I feel like she really felt that was a real – like kind of authentic New York moment.
Okay.
Because it's an authentic New York place. If you know, if you kind of grew up here and you know about it.
Where's she from?
She's from Connecticut.
Okay.
From Greenwich. So so she's come to the city a lot and been here many times, but like, you know, living here and all that is still a little new. So I think that was for me in my situation, that was I think the move. So I would maybe do kind of an authentic New York experience. So it wouldn't have to be crazy expensive, but somewhere that was really kind of meaningful.
So Applebee's in Times Square and the Empire State Building, like really authentic New York experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Sbarro Pizza.
New York, baby.
Sbarro, Joe's in Times Square, nothing more authentic than that.
Olive Garden.
Yeah. Katz's. Actually, I do like Katz's.
Katz's is so good.
Yeah. It's a little touristy, but it's great.
It's really funny. My dad, one of his business partners, was coming into town, and one of his other employees was like, "We need to take him to this really authentic Italian restaurant." And I was like, so excited. And he's like, "Where?" And he goes, "Olive Garden."
There's no way. I could think that.
He must have been kidding.
I don't know. I don't think so. I definitely think he was serious. That's what I heard.
It was great. I don't hate Olive Garden, to be honest.
I'm not the pickiest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you think get a lot of hate? Like, honestly.
I don't know.
Just hate on chain restaurants because of what they are, but like they're not, some of them are not that bad. Like,
yeah.
And some of them are actually pretty good. Like, I don't.
What's your favorite?
Chain restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes.
Really?
I love Popeyes so much. I love Popeyes. The fried chicken from there is delicious.
Sponsored by Popeyes.
Yeah. Yes.
I
think
Uber
it's great.
Eats, you can get buy one, get one free chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
From Popeyes?
From Popeyes, yeah.
Best place to people watch?
Oh my gosh. So many places.
Give me top three.
I like being, so St. Ambrose on Lafayette is great on the weekends. You can sit outside. Love it there.
Okay. So let's go a little deeper. So first of all, what were you like as a kid?
What was I like as a kid?
Let's start there.
Life was hard. No. I think I was a little crazy. I think I was like a very kind of, well, when I was really little, I was very shy. I'd like hide behind my mom at school, you know, and she'd drop me off at school. I think I was a very kind of like nervous, anxious kid, but also like kind of made friends. I was, you know, kind of not outgoing, but I could make friends, and I kind of had like people to pal around with, but I always felt kind of lonely still, you know? Mm-hmm. I was pretty good athlete. I don't know. I kind of focused on that a lot. I don't know. I think I was like kind of a nervous, kind of a little, you know, in high school, I was a little crazy, a little out of control, getting in trouble a lot, kind of a thing, you know?
Getting into drinking and
In like eighth grade, got into drinking and smoking. Mm-hmm. And then that was sort of like my identity a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also really good at sports. So I kind of like didn't go too crazy because I was a good baseball player. So I did that a lot.
Yeah.
In high school.
But I think it's so funny because I feel like the nature of like alcoholism is that you grow up and you feel lonely, even though things may look good on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always felt like I had this kind of like, there was like this glass in front of me between me and the world. And I couldn't quite, it was like I was kind of watching everybody, but I couldn't quite get into the club that they were all in or something. Like I always had groups of friends, but I was always convinced, like innately convinced that they were all kind of better friends with each other than with me. Like I was sort of on the outside of it all. And I just kind of didn't, it was all very confusing to me, like how people knew how to do this or that or make friends or be cool. I never could figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
So I was always trying to find an angle or make myself fit in with whatever group I thought I needed to be a part of.
Like you were looking for that formula for life.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Like always searching for it. And then when I found like some alcohol and some drugs and, you know, all that, I was like, oh, this is the answer, you know?
Yeah.
That
makes sense. And what was college like? Where did you go to school?
Oh boy, I went to University of Wisconsin. I barely remember any of it. I did graduate somehow in like 5.5 years. But yeah, big, I don't know if you guys know it very well.
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah.
Big drinking school.
Yeah.
You know, lots of, not much class and lots of, you know, craziness, let's just say.
That was my college experience too.
Where'd you go?
Same. I went to Marist and then I transferred to LMU. And I remember like waking up hungover, well, a lot, but waking up hungover and running across campus in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why? Just because I was like wanting
to
explain to my teacher while I wasn't there.
In your pajamas?
In my pajamas, yeah.
Oh my God.
So you went through a lot of adversity. Like, what was the pivotal moment where you knew that you needed to get help?
Yeah, I was, I got really into like oxys and pills, and that was like really my big downfall, you know? And, boy, it was a lot of bottoms, as you guys might relate to, just a lot of really like, oh man, bleak moments, you know, lonely, no one really in my life, really barely anyone kind of checking in on me other than like my parents, my mom, you know, kind of reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
And I like overdosed in my apartment, woke up, I couldn't feel my leg cause I'd been like sitting in the same position for so long, you know, I think I'd just been knocked out on my couch for like a couple of days and my leg like was super numb. And, you know, I don't know. I finally kind of came to that day, you know, was really confused what had happened. And I was like, for the first time, I think I was actually afraid of like dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously, even though I was like somewhat indifferent on whether I lived or died, I like also didn't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of scared and I ended up going to rehab like a week later, through a series of events, and I've been sober ever since, thank goodness.
It's amazing.
I was introduced to AA there, and I've stuck with it, you know, so. But yeah, I don't know what it was about that time, because there'd been other times like that, but that one was just, I don't know.
Just clicked.
Just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. Couldn't do it anymore, you know?
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't know AA would help me. I was like, oh. I remember I went to rehab and they were like, there's an AA meeting later. And I was like, for what? Like, I just need some medication and like a
get
therapist and
yeah.
then I'll be good. I need to like dry out for a couple of weeks. But I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah. Just kept coming back.
Yeah. The guy at the meeting didn't really look like me. He was older. He looked kind of like a successful looking guy. Or at least that's what I would kind of looked at him as. And he was talking about like driving with his two young kids in the car, going, you know, like in a blackout, smoking crack, going to buy crack in the Bronx with his kids in the car, you know. And I'm like, this is my kind of guy. Like, that's the kind of like scumbag behavior that I can identify with, you know.
But how much time did he have? Like, how many years of sobriety?
He had 4 years, which seemed like, you know, like a millennia to me. It was like 4 years. And I also thought, I was like, maybe he's been like going to AA for 4 years, but I don't think he's sober. That's crazy to be sober for 4 years. And I was also like, what's the point of doing that? Like, you don't need to be sober all the time. Like, just, you need to like learn how to not drink so much, you know? But I learned more about the program, and hearing him was the first time I heard people talking openly about like, kind of really what I felt was like shameful behavior that I had engaged in, that I like really was like, I can never share these things, you know, like stealing from people and lying to people, which was like just not in my like nature, but I would do it to kind of keep, you know, to be able to keep living the way I thought I had to.
Yeah.
So to hear him talk about these really kind of great, and I was like, wow, he's being so vulnerable. He's talking about stuff that's kind of as bad or even worse than stuff I've done. And so that was interesting to me, you know. I never really heard people talking like that. So
the honesty that you hear
is
absolutely amazing. And, you know, how do you feel like, how have you changed from that person?
Oh my God.
Yeah, from your bottom.
Yeah. It's sometimes I think it's hard to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think that glass, piece of glass between me and the world, I realized that was just my insecurities and anxiety, wherever that came from. You know, now with the program for me, I feel like I do have this kind of like roadmap and these directions about like how to live through service and trying to get outside of myself.
Yeah.
And for me, the key is to try to approach every situation in a position of like, how can I kind of be of service here?
Yeah.
And I don't do it well, and I don't do it all the time. But when I do, I feel this sense of like peace and belonging that I had always been looking for.
Yeah.
So that's why it's such a gift for me.
Yeah.
That's why I try to stay sober, because it's given me that answer that I was always looking for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I think the good thing about the program, like, I've been sober for years, and I think the really good thing about the program is that there's like, it's such an open on honest community that almost it like shatters that illusion that you're alone, that you're different from people,
because you're not.
And you know what, like, alcoholics are successful, like once they like, I mean, even active alcoholics are successful, but especially like once like you're in recovery, it's like, how do you feel about this success that you've had with your Instagram?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, to be honest. But as a true alcoholic, right, I still wake up some days and I'm like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, I have completely my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I get paid really well for what I do. Like, honestly, like more than I deserve, I feel like, sometimes for some stuff. Like, a brand will reach out, and I'm like, my agent will call me, and he's like, they want to pay us this. And I'm like, really? Like, you know, which is just an amazing, like, gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to travel around the country and the world going to try restaurants. And there's still days where I wake up and I'm like, ugh, you know, like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I really sit and think about it, it is truly a life that I could not have even imagined. Like, mm-hmm. I have so many people who want to be around me and want to include me. You know, I'm in a wonderful relationship. I'm in touch with my family. You
gonna
know,
join a softball team.
I'm gonna join a softball team.
We have a position ready for you.
I'm gonna call my shot, though, like Babe Ruth. You know,
exactly.
I don't actually know if I can still hit. I mean, hopefully I can.
Did you play baseball?
I did in high school.
Okay.
Maybe we can find the best baseball hot dog in the city after.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me post it. It's perfect.
By the way, Graves Papaya down the street. I'm a big fan.
Is it good?
I've never been.
Either. It's an institution. That would be another New York date spot.
Mm-hmm.
Although it gets a little
cheap
crazy
date.
On that. Yeah, cheap date spot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I wake up every day and it is truly, I'm like shocked sometimes at like what my life looks like. And I'm really grateful, you know?
Yeah.
Really,
incredible.
Really grateful. It's yeah. Amazing.
What's a piece of advice that you give to someone that's aspiring to be a food Instagrammer?
Build a following.
I, first of all, I encourage everyone to do it because I think that it's really hard to make it out here, you know, even with a good traditional job. It's
mm-hmm.
really challenging. I think that a lot of people don't get paid. Like, I mean, as a physical therapist, I don't think physical therapists are paid what they deserve. I don't
mm-hmm.
think teacher, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a million jobs across the board where people do
mm-hmm.
such important work and they're not paid.
Yep.
And then there's other jobs where people get paid crazy amounts of money for doing
mm-hmm.
stuff that I don't necessarily feel is super helpful to
mm-hmm.
society, but
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
So if you can supplement your income doing this, I encourage everyone to do it.
Yeah.
And the advice I can give is to be consistent and be as authentic as you can be and really share something that you find interesting and share your passion. So whether it's, you know, talking about, I don't know, it can be anything, a podcast. It can be you are a sound engineer and you know, or showing what you do every day, or
mm-hmm.
you're a dog walker and you walk, I don't know, whatever it is, just share it and talk about how much you love it and be authentic. And I think anyone can do it. But consistency is the most important thing, is to post often and as much as you can.
Yeah.
When you brought that up, talking about stuff that excites you, all I could think about was that city they discovered under the Great Pyramids. Did you guys hear
yes,
about that?
Yes, I did.
That's insane. That, like, really gets me going on
yeah.
the, you know, alternative
history. Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
Wait,
is it
this.
Actually?
An article.
I will, yeah.
Is it
yeah.
true? I saw a bunch of stuff, but is it true that they found this city?
Well,
or is
they,
it, like...
Like,
they found,
like, a living city?
Or like
columns,
these columns
that
right?
extend
yeah.
600 meters down into the ground. And then these cubic,
like,
platforms
like chamber,
at
yeah.
the very bottom. So it's, like...
So there was, so basically not an actual city, like a mini New York down there, but like the remnants of a city.
Just like an
yeah.
insane structure.
Like they built all this
yeah.
stuff under the pyramids too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
which kind
crazy.
Of like goes into the theory that people are always trying to debunk that the pyramids were a power plant.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear that?
I
never
heard that.
Mm-hmm. Need
yeah.
more.
Nikola Tesla thought it was a power plant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys
wow.
believe in like all the UFO stuff and like?
Yeah,
like,
I believe in
to
UFOs.
An extent.
Yeah.
I don't
know if I
know that much about it.
No, I was thinking though. I'm like, I've never seen one, so I'm like, people are always seeing all this stuff. I've never really seen it.
I know,
like
but
that.
I want to see one.
Yeah.
Like, where is it?
I don't know.
Is there a public sighting of a UFO?
They don't
happen in New York a lot. I feel like they happen in like out west or something. Like I don't know.
The aliens are like, we don't want to go to that.
Yeah,
city.
Like Arizona.
I will say the coolest thing I've ever seen is when I was in the 9th grade, me and some friends went to the beach and we were watching the sunrise on the beach and in the sky, all of a sudden there was like a falling flame and it just disappeared in the sky.
What? Whoa. Is that a shooting star or something?
It wasn't a shooting because it was falling.
What?
It wasn't
Whoa.
Shooting across the sky. So
Weird.
This was in the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Over the Atlantic Ocean.
You could have made it
so,
on that show.
Well, I seriously thought that, like, I was witnessing a comet crashing into the ocean and we were going to be hit by a tsunami in, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
But No, just vanished.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know what happened.
Weird.
So I have another last question for you.
Okay.
Back to the...
Yeah, back to the...
So how did you get the slogan? Oh my gosh, they're going to kick me out.
Oh my gosh.
How did that even come? Because all of his videos, for context, all of Ian's videos, he'll visit a restaurant, he'll eat there and record his food, but then... at the end, so this, and I got kicked out and run out of the restaurant.
Yeah, it's specifically, there's like something along the lines of like, they eventually threw me out, but I had a great time because I always had a great time. Mm-hmm. I wish it was an interesting story. It's not very interesting. When TikTok first came out was when I first started making like videos because I was posting photos, and I made my first video kind of like where I went somewhere and I kind of showed me walking to the place and trying different things. And then I realized at the end of the video, when I was like kind of doing the voiceover, I was like, wait, what do I say to end the video? Like, oh, are you, which do you want to eat here? Let me know in the comments. Oh, I give it an 8 out of 10. I didn't know what to say. Right. Yeah. And I was like, what do I say? So I had, it was like a place that had chicken tenders, and I had a clip of me biting a chicken tender. And in the voiceover, I just said, I kept eating chicken tenders until they kicked me out, but it was, I had a great time. And I finished it. And I'm like, this is really stupid. but I'll think, similar, like when I came up with the name for my account, I'm like, I'll think of something better later, but I'll use this for now. And I posted it on TikTok. It was like one of my first videos ever posted. I posted it and I just like let my phone go. And then like 4 hours later, I was like, oh, let me look at that video I posted and see. And it had like 300,000 views.
Oh, wow.
And then it was another thing where I'm like, well, I guess I'm doing that forever now. I'm just going to say that.
Literally.
That's how it happened. It's really stupid.
It's amazing, though.
But I, if it's one thing, I'm a creature of habit. So
yeah,
if it worked once, I'll just keep doing it until it's dead. So
I enjoy it. And I always see people. People commenting, they're like, he got kicked out, what the hell?
Yeah.
I guess that's the biggest like advice to us is don't overthink what we're trying to do with our sign off or our intro.
And that's it.
Yeah. Try things.
Sign off.
Just try stuff until something works and it feels right and keep doing it.
And that's all, folks.
And that's it.
And that's all, folks.
I'm out of here.
And then they kicked me out.
Yeah.
Wait,
but had a great time.
End interviewing every guest with, all right, we're kicking you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Get the fuck out of here.
Is that it? You actually throw me off?
No, not yet.
Not yet. He's like, I want to stay here forever.
I'm ready to get thrown out. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the pod. It was good to have you.
Yeah, this has been a great interview. So thanks.
Was it okay? All right.
Yeah, it was good. Good. Drop your socials.
Okay. So if you want to follow me, it's at @imma_eat_this on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube now.
Oh, YouTube.
On YouTube.
YouTube is supposed to be really good.
Well, just in case TikTok gets, you know, deleted or whatever.
That makes sense, yeah.
You know, like, we don't know what's going to happen, so.
That's true.
Yeah, find me on YouTube.
Same thing, @imma_eat_this.
@imma_eat_this.
Okay, perfect.
Or not like @imma_eat_you, because YouTube.
No. We stay consistent. I don't want to confuse
people. I'm going to eat you.
I'm going to eat you would be a crazy
one. It would be a little different.
Yeah. I feel like,
I think it has a ring to it.
There's been a lot of cannibals in mainstream pop culture these days.
You are on a million weird tangents today.
The Timothy Chalamet movie, then the Sebastian Stan movie.
So many cannibals.
Do you think
so little
human meat would taste good?
Like chicken, apparently.
No, I think it's like pork.
Anyway,
that's all,
folks. All right,
that's it.
We're going to kick you out now.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry for everything. Thank you, guys. Okay, bye.
Bye.